Well, today, our first letter from St. Paul to the Ephesians is such a wonderful, powerful writing that I'd like to talk about this for a few minutes today. It's St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 6, just the 10 verses from verse 10 to 20. Now, before in Ephesians, Paul was giving advice to parents and to husbands and wives, but now he turns to give advice to everyone and says, "Brothers and sisters, draw your strength from the Lord and from his mighty power." So we do not draw the strength from ourselves, but we draw our strength from the Lord himself. He is the source of our strength. He is the rock. So we draw our strength from the Lord himself. And then St. Paul tells us to put on the armor of God. This is one of Paul's greatest writings, and he uses the equipment of a Roman legionary, of what all the soldiers would wear in the Roman legion. They would have a helmet. They would have a breastplate. They would have, you know, certain kind of shoes. They would have a sword. They would have a shield. And then St. Paul draws the analogy of what we need as Christians in the spiritual battle that we're engaged in. And Paul talks about the fact that we are in a spiritual warfare, an invisible warfare, not against, you know, human kings or of physical armies. We're fighting against spiritual armies, the fallen angels, the devil and his demons. And so we have to equip ourselves with weapons that we can use to protect ourselves and also to fight the good fight. So what are these spiritual weapons that St. Paul tells us to do and to put on? He says, first, put on the armor of God. So it's not a human armor. It's not physical. It is spiritual, so that we may be able to stand firm against the tactics of the devil. The devil is a fallen angel, Lucifer, and he and his cohorts of the fallen angels are always trying to tempt people, lead them into sin, away from God. He says, our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers, with the rulers of this present darkness. In fact, this is where Frank Peretti got the title of his outstanding Christian novel, This Present Darkness. Many of you have read that, I'm sure, back in the 80s or the 90s. And it's all about the invisible warfare that's going on between the holy angels and the fallen angels invisibly while we're in this world. There's an invisible warfare going on that we cannot see. So This Present Darkness, or Piercing the Darkness, is his second novel. But again, it talks about this angelic warfare that is always being waged on our behalf by the holy angels. Then it says, put on the armor of God to be able to resist the devil and on the evil day, and to hold our ground. So he tells us first to stand fast with our loins girded in truth. So we have to be in the truth, and we're so blessed to have the fullness of Christian truth in our Catholic faith. We have to be clothed with the breastplate of righteousness. If a soldier was not wearing a breastplate, he could easily be struck by an arrow or by a sword. So we need righteousness, which is holiness, the virtues, as our breastplate. Our feet shod in the readiness to promote the gospel of peace. So he tells us that we need truth, we need righteousness, and we need peace. In all circumstances, then, hold the faith as a shield. So what is our shield? It is our faith. And to quench the flaming arrows of the evil one. So a soldier going into battle without a shield would not stand a chance against the arrows, against the swords of the enemy. And then he says, put on the helmet of salvation. And for your sword, you have the word of God. That is the sword of the Spirit, this two-edged sword. So our defense, of course, is the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. So what is our weapon going into battle? It is sacred scripture. To know the Bible, to know the Lord through sacred scripture, the word of God, to be able to repeat passages from scripture in times of difficulty, challenge, and temptation. That is our sword. It is the Word of God. And then he concludes by saying, with all prayer and supplication, pray at every opportunity in the Spirit. So we need, of course, to be men and women of prayer. And he says, pray for the perseverance of the holy ones. In other words, pray for your fellow Christians who are trying to fight the good fight. Pray that they do not fall away. And he then says, pray for me that I may be given the speech that will open my mouth to boldly proclaim the mysteries of God, since I am an ambassador in chains. See, this letter to the Ephesians is one of the captivity epistles. Paul wrote this when he was in prison in chains. And so he's asking his fellow Christians in Ephesus to pray for him, that he may be faithful, that he may persevere and be able to preach the gospel courageously. He says, I am an ambassador in chains, that I may have the courage to speak as I must. So here we are, 2,000 years later, we're still in a spiritual battle against principalities and powers. There's always the evil one and the fallen angels that are trying to lead the world and all of us away from God. So we need good armor. We need good weapons. And again, they are not physical. They are spiritual. And he says it is the Word of God, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, truth, righteousness, and peace. Those are the things that we as Christians need in order to enter into the battle and to be strong in the Lord.